Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're a young lass. You go out
yeah,
and you
no
have...
belly shots. Ever heard of them?
Well, what?
Belly shots.
I don't know
what
that... I don't know what that is. That's foreign to me. I don't know what a belly shot is.
Have you actually never had a belly shot?
Shut up, Jack!
welcome to Late Nights with Justin DeFries.
Even I've had a belly shot.
Stop it! And welcome into the show. It's the Roundtable, ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm James Strebel, Anna Trullo sitting in with me today.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yep, she's ready to roll. James Black is running the board, doing a great job. We have a the first text, the obsession. Yes, we'll get to all of it here in a little bit. You're damn right. We have a loaded show for you today here on ESPN 680, 105.7, 437-9680. UPS jobs text line. Let's see here. So Pat Kelsey was on with the V Show. I have a sound sheet here, Anna. So we'll listen to some Pat Kelsey.
You're wearing
Kelsey.
Your PK glasses.
Yeah, no, they're just normal glasses. They're just normal glasses.
I'm kidding.
They're not as big.
I'm joking.
Yes, they're not as Urkel-ish as the PK.
They're not as thick.
Yeah, as thick as the PK glasses. Yes, they're thinner. They're thinner glasses. But yeah, it has a PK sound. We'll
Let's
get to
go.
That. Let me see. I think at 4 o'clock we're going to do that. I got to look and see on my sheet of lies. Yeah, 4 o'clock, we'll do that. Also, other things in the news, 247 Sports, they don't like really the Cats or the Cards football teams this season. So, yes, as the early preseason records and rankings and lists continue to come out. Dickie V might be back on TV, so that's good news. Like him or not, he's an American standard and staple in sports, so we'll get to that. A big decommitment from Louisville football. And then Pat Kelsey said something that was pure Rick Pitino, Anna. I mean, just the most Rick Pitino thing he could have said, he said today.
Hyperbolic.
Yeah, extremely hyperbolic, so we'll get to that. Texter, Vegas Obelisks, baby, LFG. Yes, we'll get to that.
Let's go.
5:30. I have a few things here, Anna. So there's some mysterious monoliths in Las Vegas. And I watched a movie last night.
Ooh.
That is very... It's a horror movie. It's very esoteric, and there are a lot of, like, if you're into the same kind of things that I'm into, there are a lot of, like, Easter eggs in it.
Oh, heck yeah.
It was really good.
What was it?
It's called Late Night with the Devil.
Oh,
it's really good.
That sounds scary already.
Yeah. It was. It's not for everybody. I'll just go ahead and say it right now. It's not a movie for everybody. It's one of those movies that if you're into this type of stuff, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you'll be like, what the hell did I just watch? What is this?
How did this get made?
So yes, I liked the movie last night. But yeah, I watched it. Everyone else went to bed at like 9:30.
So
I was like, I'm up and I gotta watch whatever the hell I want to watch
right
now.
Sounds like a good late night with the devil kind of evening.
Exactly, which is rare. I mean, for me, Aina, to be able to just, unless I go into a different room with a different TV, yeah. if you're in the common area, living room of our house.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, you, I rarely get the opportunity to just watch what I want to watch.
You don't get the remote.
I don't get the remote normally. No. Normally, it's on something my wife likes, mm-hmm. the kids like, or there's this YouTuber named Miss Rachel.
Oh, I know all about
you
it.
You know who Miss Rachel
all
is.
About it, yeah.
Okay, so Reed loves Miss Rachel.
Reed does.
He loves her.
Good job, Reed.
We'll put her on the TV. He'll start clapping his hands.
Are you serious?
He'll move his little feet and like dance. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her.
He loves her. So it's
Baby
one.
Reed.
It's one of the few things that he's able to watch. And
good
so,
for him.
Yeah, yeah. So normally I don't get to watch TV. So when everyone decided to go to bed early, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch a weird movie all by myself. And that's what I did last night.
Have yourself
night.
A night.
I did. What a night.
I love that.
What a night. So now you
you
were,
need to tell everybody what you're wearing, first
oh, yeah.
of all.
Okay.
This
so,
is very important. I was
yeah.
like, are you going to a wedding or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. No, very, very important. So my wife did, as I told everybody, she did a magnificent job for Father's Day. She treated me like a king. It was mm-hmm. wonderful. One of the outfits she got me, I got clothes. I got a picture of Reed with UK decor, which was awesome. I absolutely loved that.
Especially because Corey's a Cards fan.
She's a Cards fan.
So she really took one for the team there.
She did take one for the team.
It's awesome.
And for her to put Reed in a situation like that, I'm like, are you trying to edge him toward? Because I only have one kid that's a Kentucky fan.
Right. She's
she
got
has the twins.
Twins.
Exactly.
So she was just trying to be nice, let it equal
yes.
out a little bit.
She's trying to even things up. Oh. So I got that and some other things. So what I'm wearing right now is she knows how much I love Duluth Company.
Okay.
She loves that. She knows I love their clothes. So they have a store downtown Louisville.
Okay.
So she went to the downtown Louisville store and she's like, I've never been to it.
Yeah.
I just ordered online.
You've never been to the brick and mortar.
I've never been to the brick and mortar. I'm a dope. I pay for shipping and handling.
Oh, me
when
too.
I can just ride down the downtown, which is like 15 minutes from our house.
Yeah.
I can just ride down there and go in anytime I want, but I'm lazy. And so she's like, she went into the store and she's like, James, there were so many things in here that I know you'd love. I just got you things I know you'd love the most. And one of them is a Hawaiian-style Busch Light shirt, which it's got buckets of beer
it's gorgeous.
On it. Gorgeous. It has...
No, it's nice.
It is very
it's
nice.
It's great colors.
It has guys fly fishing.
Yeah.
There's mountains. It really is great.
Take a picture in and tweet it
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
we'll take a picture and we'll tweet this okay. out so people see. Yes, and make sure going. I smile.
Don't get his arms in the
yeah, don't get, yeah.
How the Texans are.
Oh, heck yeah. There we
there
go.
There you go. You can tweet that out. Yes, my wife got me. It's like
oh,
the
heck
it's
yes.
the perfect shirt for me.
And the Busch Light.
It's
and
beautiful.
The Busch Light. Oh, no. It's
beautiful.
It's great. It's best of
I,
both
I thought
worlds.
Maybe you were going to be in a wedding later or something. You just look so festive.
Well, yeah, exactly. I walked in. I got my Hey Dudes on. I have actual shorts that aren't cargo shorts, which is
what?
Not the norm for. Yeah, they're not basketball or see. My wife knows.
Way to go.
Yeah, she. Well, I didn't do this. She did
she
this.
Did. Yeah,
yeah. She's like anti cargo short.
Yeah.
So, she bought these for me. I'm not wearing basketball shorts today, so I actually look kind of like a normal
y'all.
Human being.
Yeah.
Yes.
Max wouldn't have anything to say because he started when you were in the summer. He used to talk about your attire.
Yes.
But did he?
Can't say anything today.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you're always dressed. He's like, you're always wearing basketball shorts and a t-shirt. I was like, I don't... Like, Max, I'm not dressing up. I'm at home, like, cutting the grass. I'm like, doing laundry.
I didn't know Max was a big, like, fashionista. Like, I thought he could get down with some cargo shorts, too.
I did, too.
He probably can, but he was like, Street, but do you wear that to school? And Street was like, we're not in school.
We're
right
not
now.
At school.
Yeah, and then when I was in school, I'd wear, like, normal school clothes.
Yeah,
like,
for school.
Yeah, exactly. I business casual.
Yeah.
And he would never, like, say, oh, wow. Now, he never, like, there was no mea
culpa. He never acknowledged it.
He never acknowledged it. You're exactly right.
But
he never acknowledged it.
Come on.
Yeah, never. He never apologized to me, which so like thank you, Max. But if you're listening, Max, just know that I remember these things. I keep a mental notebook of all these things.
He keeps an actual notebook.
That's right.
And thank you, Max. He always complimented me on what I was wearing.
So. Yes, yeah. He always complimented James. Like, James, you look nice today. Stribble, you look like trash. That's
you,
what you
Max.
Know that you're dressed like a bum. I appreciate that.
Keep that real.
All right. So I mean, we got to get this out of the way first. It was a bad night for UK baseball,
man.
And you know all the momentum they've had. They finally lost for the first time in the postseason, as I know, James, makes me sad. As Texas A&M takes control of the Men's College World Series, the Aggies set up in a great spot. They're 2-0. They won't play again until Wednesday night. Now, there's some questions as to whether or not the Florida-Kentucky elimination game will even be played tonight because there's supposed to be some really rotten weather.
Mm-hmm. Right around the time they're going to be playing, right? Like 8 p.m. or something?
Exactly. Yeah. Right around, because I think they what's the first pitch? 7? Something like that. I think so, because, yeah, 6:40 is our coverage starts here. So 7 p.m. first pitch, but there's rain moving in. Right now, Florida State up on North Carolina 3-0 in that elimination game. So we'll continue to follow. But, yeah, the Aggies win 5-1. The Batcats just weren't able to get the bats going. The pitcher for Texas A&M, Ryan Prager, was lights out.
Yeah.
Last night he was really, really good. So first time really this postseason, Anna. There's a little question as to whether Kentucky can continue to advance in this miracle season under Nick Mangione.
A little bit of adversity, but one thing that, and I don't know, I'm very new to the College World Series and how it all works.
Yeah, as am I, as are all Kentucky fans. Right? We're all first-timers here.
But I loved Nick Mangione's comments that he had to his team after that loss last night. He said, you know, the past 3 or 5 or however many College World Series champions, none of them have swept. So he's right. Like, if it takes a loss to get there and to get it done, then you'll be fine. Let's get it. Let's refocus. And I was like, wow, what a great thing to say to your team. Really puts it in perspective that you don't have to be perfect to get it done. Just
right.
Focus on the next game. And that, you know, that's not the norm, is to go in there and sweep and win every game.
Exactly. And it's tough. I mean, all the teams in there are there for a reason. I mean, they're all good. Mm-hmm. In their own way, and they, like I said, they play Florida tonight. Kentucky should have the advantage. They're a 1.5-point favorite over the Gators, but the Gators is as hot as anybody right now. They did lose again, so they lost to Texas A&M Monday 3-2. So did a little better for them, but there's some questions that Saturday's down south or some keys they had, and for Kentucky, one of the keys is their batting. Okay, so it says here Kentucky has lived off its starting pitching in Omaha, and the lineup has been a major afterthought. After four spots in the order combined go from 2 of 15 with one run and an RBI and a win over NC State, that group was nearly shut down entirely by A&M. The top of Kentucky's lineup was just 1 for 14 against the Aggies, and it's safe to say that they will need to change that against Florida. It's time to find out if Ryan Waldschmidt, who has 14 home runs and a team high 64 runs, or Emilian Petre, 55 runs, 20 doubles, can do something to spark the Wildcats. Okay, and obviously both teams are, you know, they're coming off a loss, so their pitching is not going to be completely 100%. So who's pitching runs out of gas first? So that's kind of the setup here for the College World Series. And I was telling you and James before we started the show, Kellen and I were watching last night, and it was just apparent they just were not going to hit off.
They
that
didn't
pitcher.
Have the juice, man.
They did not. No. The deeper it got into the game, we both looked at each other like, they're not touching this guy.
Uh-uh.
As long as he's in the game. When they had that 5-0 lead, I was like, this does not look good. So we were flipping back and forth after that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes
you gotta.
Now, also, oh my God!
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
I'm knocking drinks over. I'm crazy.
I'm kidding. It's not alcohol, by the way, folks.
No,
it's not.
It's Gatorade.
It's
actually.
Gatorade. Gatorade. Speaking of the Omaha, real quick. Sorry.
Yeah.
John Wong sent me a message today via text. His book is out now.
I already ordered it.
You already ordered it. Let's go.
Cover cup. Because, you know, I'm.
You're in it.
I'm a character.
You're a character in it.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if it's
going to
be.
It's Anna, but it's not
Tarullo. It's like Anna Maria, like McCracken or something like that. Like McCluskey. He got a little Irish with it.
He
but,
did.
I don't know. He said he keeps dropping these little tidbits about, you know, he's like, I hope you like the character. So I told him when I first saw he was writing this book, I was like, put me in there. I'll be murdered. Whatever you need.
Yeah,
like,
whatever you need, John.
Think, I'm ready. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be the murderer. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Probably not.
It's a murder mystery.
He said, I don't know. He's like, I just hope you're happy with the character. So she might have like a moral flaw. But that's
she
okay.
may. That's okay.
That's
we
okay.
all have moral flaws.
Listen, in real life. It's going to advance the story.
Exactly. He was on with us Friday.
Oh, was he?
Yes, because I wanted to get a description from someone that's in Omaha.
For sure.
And he's there, so we called, and he was his normal perky, peppy self,
yeah.
And he was just having the time of his life, and he's like, really push the book if you guys, whenever it releases, it should be in the next couple days, he's going to come in and like actually do a reading
for us.
Yes, he's going to come in to
I'm
the
so
studio
excited.
And do a reading, but he's like, if this does well, He already has the sequel planned.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. He already has the sequel in mind.
It His
has
mind, man.
The college, it has to do with college football.
I just can't wait to talk. Oh.
Yes, college football. Yes.
I want to talk to him about his writing process because this is his first fiction book.
Yes.
You know? So I just wonder, like, and I've always wondered this. I'm a big reader, lifelong reader, and just how, I wonder if every author probably has a different process, but like, do they just start writing? Do they have a skeleton of what they want to happen? Do they,
right.
Do you start from the end and then write?
It, like, you know, what the ending's going to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of popular authors do that. Like, I know, for instance, George R. R. Martin knew the end of A Song of Ice and Fire, the Game of Thrones series,
yeah,
before he started writing it. So he built around that. But I don't know. Did he do an outline?
Yeah.
Did he, you know, did he have a beginning but needed to fix the end? I don't know. But
it's,
those are great
all those
questions.
Things connect, you know?
I'll make sure it's on a Tuesday or Wednesday so
please,
that he could be
please,
in here too.
Please, please, maybe he'll let me voice my character too.
Oh, yeah. We can do a live reading where you could be
to
your
play
character.
It in the TV, the movie that gets made.
The Lifetime original movie.
Also, I just want to say one other little update from Omaha. I'm
sure.
Looking at the shot challenge right now.
Oh, yes,
Kentucky
yes, with the shot challenge.
Is firmly in third.
Okay.
Tennessee's kicking some booty, man.
Which I'm not surprised.
Not at all. But have you heard the rumblings that they're getting like NIL involved? They're having boosters call over the phone and just pay for the shots.
I have
like,
heard that.
And somebody's like, oh, if you want UK to win, you do that. But I'm not going to do that if I can't have any other shots.
Exactly. I'm not going to pay for shots I can't
get
drink.
Out of my life.
I mean, unless you're with a group of people.
Yeah.
And just like first round. On me.
Oh, I'd buy them for the bar if I were there. Like, I know I would.
Exactly. Yeah, you buy for the bar or whatever, but I'm not.
But I want to be there.
As long as I can partake in it as well.
Exactly.
I'm not just going to give money and be like, oh, yeah, here, buy. No. If I can't have a Jell-O shot in person, I'm not buying Jell-O shots to everybody else. It's just not my nature. I'm not doing it.
Kelly Kraft, the number for Rocco's is, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Kelly Kraft, help us out now. Kelly Kraft.
And then Texas A&M, they're in second with 8,596. Then Kentucky is in third with 6,065.
Okay. There we go. So we were down on the list early on. But it was, I think it's before our fans got there.
Yes. That's what people were saying.
And then once our fans showed
started
up.
Started rolling in,
and, you know, BBN can drink. If anybody knows anything about BBN, we can drink. Now, Lowell fans will text in and
just
tell
not
me.
Not at the games.
They're the, exactly. It's not the, well, they can now. Now we can, James.
No, but I still had to say it.
But Lowell fans will text in. We're the best drinkers. We're the best. Actually, have you ever heard of Cardinal Ale? Have you ever heard of the bourbon that we have? The NIL? Bourbon?
Don Perignon.
Don Perignon, yes.
Bro.
Now, James, are you going to buy this NIL Louisville bourbon that's out?
Because yes,
you're a bourbon guy. You like bourbon.
Yes, but I haven't bought bourbon in a long time. My brother's a bourbon guy, and he has all this bourbon. So I haven't actually, other than restaurants.
Right.
And then I can never find Weller. So, but yeah, I will get this.
Okay, you will get this. Now, I've had the Cardinal Ale. Have you had the Cardinal Ale, Anna?
No, but I'm not a beer drinker.
That's right. You're not a beer.
I tried it.
That's right. You weren't here when I tried it.
They brought
a can in for it. Was actually, did you have some, James?
Yeah, I had some.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Right.
What did it taste like? Did it taste like another kind of beer or anything?
No, it wasn't a light beer. It's an ale. It was a little darker, a little heavier.
Yeah.
It's not like a lager. It was. I mean, I liked it. I'm not going to go out of my way and buy it because it's got a big bird on it.
That would just be. Yeah.
But if it's just like, I don't know, Kentucky bluegrass fun ale or something like that, I'd buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, yeah. Like a four pack. I'm sure it's probably like $14-$15. So you know, it's not
bad. Can I ask a really rookie question here?
Of course.
When it is a darker beer, does it have a higher alcohol content or something?
Not necessarily. No.
Okay.
It's like Guinness is a very very dark beer, but it has like a low alcohol percentage.
Oh, really? I've been to the Guinness place in Dublin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because we want to go there.
Now, Strebel knows about the beers with stronger alcohol, like stout, and you know.
Yes. Now, sours actually have some sours and IPAs usually have the highest alcohol percentage.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they have the highest. I mean, you can get some IPAs like upwards. 8, 9, 10%.
Lord,
you told a story about stouts and drinking it with bourbon and being drunk. You don't remember that?
Oh no. Okay. Yeah.
Strebel's never been drunk.
No.
I don't
that,
know where
that
he got
was
that.
So.
I showed Phil your video from the Louisville, Kentucky game in the studio.
So two New Year's. Jay, that was the one where James kept coming over and be like, "Y'all need to be quiet."
Sorry.
We were yelling and screaming. But there was a New Year's Eve, Anna, where I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but
oh wait,
the devil possessed me. And so,
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil. So I was out at a liquor store, and I was like, I got to get supplies for New Year's Eve. And so
for the next year.
Yeah, so I'll pot Corey, you know, her normal drinks. I mean, she's
what
like.
What did she go for?
It depends on her mood. I think that night she was in the mood for, if I remember, Twisted Teas. Like she likes.
Oh, I can get down.
She likes Twisted Teas, High Noons.
Okay.
She likes Lining Kugel's Summer Shandy.
Okay, okay.
That's what she's drinking right now. But I think like so, I got her drinks, and then I was like, oh, I don't know if I want this stout or this bourbon. So I bought.
You did both.
I did both.
Oh God, I'd been like, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See everyone next year.
I'm just sitting on the couch.
Okay, now how like you were. How were you doing at the same time? You were kind of a little bit of this.
Well,
I drank the beers.
I drank four stouts first.
Four is a lot, Anna.
It's a lot.
Like
it just seems really heavy.
It was heavy. Bleh. But it's winter time. You're supposed to drink the darker, heavier beers during winter.
That does sound better.
It was
maybe,
close to COVID time too, so maybe that has something to do with it.
It was the years after COVID.
Oh God.
And
bless.
So exactly. And so I drank the stouts. Then I had some of the bourbon. And I just remember sitting on the couch, and we had like played like family games and stuff. Because, you know, we don't go out. We were playing, like, Trouble and Sorry.
Oh, that's
you
the best. Yeah, I love Sorry.
Uno and stuff like that. And so, eventually, I made it over to the couch. I was watching the college football playoff. I just remember, like, it just hit me. And I was like, oh
no.
Corey walked in the living room, and she's like, you just need to get comfortable on that couch. And just stay there tonight.
Yeah,
like,
good call.
I know, she's like, I just see the look in your eye. I
all
know how you are.
Like,
and she was like, you just stay
you're
right
like,
there.
Children, out of the room. Kids, get out of the room.
Exactly.
Don't look at dad. Don't ask him questions.
Yeah. So she just, at that point, the kids were in bed. I mean, this was like into
good.
The night.
Good.
And I was wearing, oh, you'll like this. We were wearing like matching pajamas.
Yes!
Yeah. Did that whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's like,
hey, at least you're at home.
I was at home, exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not out driving
you're
around.
You're enjoying, you know, your own home.
Exactly. That's just what I do now. I don't.
Yeah. So I went. I picked up my bourbon. I was like, I'll get some beer. So I went and I got some stouts, some Imperial stouts, 9%. I drank two glasses of bourbon. Then I drank those four stout beers. And
you drank four stouts?
Yeah.
Strebel.
I almost died.
Strebel, I thought you only had one or two.
No, I drank all four of them. It's a four-pack.
You drank a four-pack of Imperial Stouts?
Yeah.
They're like 10.5% on top of bourbon?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I just love that he says, I almost died.
When I can stun Andy Sweeney
I know.
With a drinking story, that tells you something.
So, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It wasn't
the
best. I feel
hungover just listening to this.
You should.
How'd you feel the next day?
Horrible.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like still drunk.
Absolutely horrible. It was. I didn't feel good. I felt really bad, but, you know, everything was fine in the end.
Now, have you had either of those drinks since that night?
I've had bourbon, absolutely. But no, I've not had any more stouts.
Yeah.
I think that may be the last time I drank stouts.
everyone always, you know, what's the drink that almost killed you? And it's hard to get back to.
That's why there's this one called Rasputin. I was like, called Rasputin Imperial Stout.
That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it was like, I can't even look at it if I'm in a liquor store. Like, I'll see it and I'm like, get that away from me. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't ever drink it again. Mm-hmm. I may never have another stout again, to tell you the truth.
And listen, it's because you did your duty on that
I did my duty on that one, absolutely.
You did your tour of duty with the stouts.
I did my tour of duty with the stouts. Now it's summer beers, it's sours, it's Busch Light. Like, that's what I'm doing this summer.
Okay.
Decided.
You gotta get that sponsorship, man.
I know.
You're already wrecked, dude.
Exactly. I've got the shirt on.
Come on.
It's the official beer of me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do I work you guys into this? Busch
well,
Light,
I did,
if you're listening.
Busch beer in the picture I posted.
Oh, you did.
So.
Oh, you did.
When you are an influencer.
I'm now looking at this.
You're a beer influencer.
I'm a beer influencer. I'm now looking at this. Kendrick Haskins liked the picture, which makes me happy that Kendrick is into this. But yeah, so.
I know Kendrick is the best.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Kendrick is in on this, so yeah, that'll get plenty of coverage today. All right, let's read some text here. We'll take a break and then get to the news of the day. So we went over the baseball stuff. That's good. Mark Pope stuff. He's got a big visitor in town today, mm-hmm. right now. And we could have an Anna. We could have a come on down moment here.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. All right, let's go ahead. North Coast Old Rasputin. That's it. It
sounds
literally
scary.
It literally almost killed me. Rasputin.
You were like Anastasia. Rasputin was coming for me.
He was coming for me, absolutely.
The movie is about you.
any alcoholic beverage with the picture of Rasputin, who's, you know, one of the most evil characters in history.
Did it have an actual photo?
Yeah, it was an actual photo of him.
Where
yeah.
he's got those crazy eyes?
Crazy eyes, yeah, the mad monk.
I know exactly what... Oh, bro.
I read a biography on him. It was one of the most fascinating biographies I've ever read in my life. He was one of those guys that there was definitely something mystical about him. I'm not going to say religious, but he had tapped into something. And it was...
I just think about the Anastasia movie where like his fingers were like falling off and stuff.
Oh, they had to kill him like four times.
God!
That's not a joke. Like he was... When the Bolsheviks... Here we go.
The Bolsheviks. Menshevics.
Here we go.
The
Bolsheviks versus the Menshevics.
Listen,
very good.
So I just loved that cartoon.
When the Bolshevik Revolution was going on, one of the people they wanted to assassinate, because he's in the inner circle of the Russian royal family, Tsar Nicholas, and he was very close to his... Yeah, he's very close to his wife. He was like her personal spiritual advisor.
He was around all those kids.
Around all their kids, and Nicholas's only son was a hemophiliac.
Right.
And so, like, he almost died a few times, and they credited Rasputin for kind of, like, saving his life and bringing him back. So that's what got him to the inner circle. And he had a lot of... I'm missing the word here. Influence. There we go. He had a lot of influence on policy and military, you know, because he had Catherine's ear, the Tsarina.
Right.
And so the Bolsheviks had plotted to assassinate him. Mm-hmm. And so they take him and they get him drunk in this basement and they like shot him, stabbed him, strangled him, and eventually they just dumped his body in like a frozen pond.
Oh my God.
That's like how they killed him. Like they tried to poison him first. And when that didn't work, I think they shot him, then they stabbed him, then they dumped him in a frozen pond or lake or something.
It's like a bug you can't get rid of.
I'm telling you, there's something about him.
God,
there's something about Rasputin.
Oh,
yeah.
Anastasia. Great movie.
Yeah, then the Bolsheviks went on to murder the entire royal family.
Good times.
Good times.
Know?
And then they murdered millions of Russians. All right, Texter, my car ran out of motor oil, so I used four bottles of Rasputin. Hey, that'll get it going.
And I went to the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
After that.
Texter, Jasper Johnson is going to be on KSR tomorrow. Think he might commit. We'll get to that here after the break. Texter, I still remember the ass kicking Bacardi 151. Gave me 30 years ago. Haven't fought him since. Man, Bacardi 151. Mm. Did you ever have that?
I don't know if I ever had that, but I feel like it's like rap songs and stuff.
James is shaking his head.
Oh, yeah, I had it. I had a bad memory.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about rubbing alcohol.
At least you had a memory.
Yeah, you want to talk about...
I think I was eating White Castles like mints, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, give me another one of those sliders. Texter, Isaiah Briscoe sucks. Okay.
I want you to drink some stout on air, Street, like locked at the Henny.
Henny on air?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, if you can find that sound, we don't have to do it right now,
how
but sometime during
never
the show.
Know about
it's
this.
Some of the greatest sounds ever.
Out here, Wildwood, this is
drink.
This is Hennessy.
Oh, God.
This is Locke drinking Hennessy for the first time.
It's kind of
good. No. God, no.
Now, to be fair,
I'm chasing it with the wonderful DMD, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah. God, again.
Now, the Locke is like a fruity drinker
is
guy.
He?
Oh, yeah, he with likes those, like, girly drinks. Yeah, like Zimas. I know you never had a Zima, but that's like his all-time favorite drink was Zima. It's like Smirnoff Ice before Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's like the first Smirnoff Ice. So those are his kinds of drinks.
Yeah, Hennessy, though, that's not that bad.
I've only had it like once or twice.
That's one that I could drink straight, like on
You could drink Hennessy straight on ice.
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
You can't drink beer, but you can drink Hennessy.
I'm telling you, something's wrong. Some wires are crossed up here.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're going to be able to drink Hennessy, that's a bit... From what I remember that when I had it, because I think I was already inebriated when I had it. Like, I remember, like, oh, yeah, it's not so bad. This is great. Texture, what is... I said motor oil. I didn't say motor oral. I said motor oil. Texture.
In the washroom.
Big rig needs to try Bourbon County Stout 50%. Oh, I've had it.
50%?
15%.
Oh, my God.
I've had it. If it's the Goose Island you're talking about, I've had it. They also have a cola stout that's really good, too.
Ooh.
Hey, James, there is sound of Andy freaking out. Oh, yeah, we played it. Thank you very much. A couple more, and then we'll take a break. Texture, I can't believe we're in June, and the UK coach is Mark Pope. I know people in the media can't be honest. honest about it, but it's the biggest slap to the UK fan base. I don't care what that homer says. It's an embarrassment. It should have never happened. Thank you. Texter, nope, not reading that. Texter, you can't say Zima without also saying Zima with a Jolly Rancher. Absolutely. That was the way.
That's
what all the girls drink.
It killed me. That's when I threw up on that dark bus.
There's a texter that sent me that sent a picture of me with my face superimposed on a pig, but the pig's like the pig suit that this person's wearing is like anatomically correct. If you know what I'm saying.
What?
I don't know why, but I don't. It said
Stribble walking. Nobody knows how to react.
Yeah, Stribble walking out of Tri-State Men's Health.
Why is it? I'm so uncomfortable.
There's something about Rasputin starring Cameron Diaz. Was she in that movie?
There's something about
Oh,
Mary.
They're talking about Rasputin starring Cameron Diaz. Okay, got you. I got it. Skull Vodka Awful. Any spiritual leaders who serve grape Kool-Aid or has orgies like Rasputin, run. Yeah, absolutely. He did have those. He was very promiscuous. Texter, Locke sounded like Streeble when he heard Mark Pope was a candidate for the UK coaching job. He did. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll have some UK basketball stuff. Louisville football had a decommit today, Jake Cook. We all know where he's going. It's not a surprise, but it should be a warning sign to Louisville as they were giddy about some things of Mark Stoop and his recruiting. We'll get to that. Also, Pat Kelsey sound. He sounded like Rick Pitino and more. But before we take a break, we just mentioned Tri-State Men's Health with that Piggy photo, but Tri-State Men's Health, if you're low on testosterone, that can have cause a host of problems. It includes low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more, okay? But that can all be fixed if you go to Tri-State Men's Health. They have testosterone programs that you can get on. The first thing you should do is go to tristatemenshealth.com, take the 2-minute testosterone quiz, okay? It's about 10 questions, yes or no, and it'll give you a general idea of where you are with your testosterone as a middle-aged man, okay? And after you do that, set up a consult, go into Tri-State Men's Health. A licensed medical provider will help you by testing your testosterone, your PSA levels. They even have that semi-glutide treatment. That's the craze in Hollywood and everywhere else. Take that and just lose weight. Like, you just lose cravings for food, and the weight just falls off of you. Ask me, Mark Blankenbaker, Mark Lieberman, Steve Rumage, and more about that, okay? And then once you do that, it's a $99 consultation fee, but if you sign up for testosterone that day, that fee will be waived. 6 locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 in Columbus, Ohio, and Louisville off of Breckenridge Lane, and the new office in Northern Kentucky. There's no need to wait. Go ahead and start now. Call them 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
What the bleep is dry snitching? Texter says. What is? I haven't heard. Texter asked, what is dry snitching? That was not Tanner. That was not Max. That was not me. That was James. He's not here. We're going to throw him under the bus.
Welcome back to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
That's good work by you, James.
Great work, James.
That's very good work by you. There's so many things that are ridiculous that I say. I can't remember all of them.
You know, hey, and that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah, that's the beauty of radio.
Because we have it on record forever.
Exactly.
We'll remember for you.
We can play it in perpetuity. Exactly. It's the Roundtable here, ESPN 680, 105.7, James Treble, Anna Trullo, James Black here, Live Liquor Barn Studios. If they play the game tonight, the weather stays dry. Kentucky baseball versus Florida, 6:40 p.m. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And a quick shout-out to Ferrison Lawn Care, who came out to my house today and treated my lawn. It's looking green, and there are no dandelions or weeds or anything like that in my yard. So shout out to my guy, Steven, who did a great job. He pulled up. I was outside cutting grass and weed eating and doing those things. And he's like, hey, he's like, don't let me get in your way. Very courteous, very kind, great service. So thank you, Fairson. So if you guys, let me get their phone number here real quick. So if you guys are and especially right now as it's getting hot and it's more difficult to treat your lawn, you're sprinkling it all the time and all these other things, call Ferrison Lawn Care. They'll come out, they'll look at your lawn, tell you exactly what you need. You tell them what you want, and they can even service your landscaping. They have special chemicals to keep the weeds out of your shrubs and your trees and things like that. Give them a call, 502-383-0446. That's Ferrison Lawn Care, 502-383-0446, to take care of your lawn, get it looking green and healthy the way mine looks. I was actually talking to Ennis before the show. They came out and treated his lawn 2 days ago, and he said the exact same thing. He looks around his neighborhood, and his lawn is greener than everybody else's, and there's gorgeous. A reason for that. It's because of Ferrison. So a couple things here, Anna, then we'll get to Jasper Johnson. All right, so you walked in the studio today.
Yes.
And there's this gentleman here. I believe his name was Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Travis looks like he lives in Panama City.
Yeah. He looks like a fun guy.
He had a tank top on. He's got like really nice long hair.
Great
he had
hair. A beard. He looks tan.
Yeah, tan. He just came back from the Gulf of Mexico. His name Travis Drake. Okay. So he dropped off for Mark Blankenbaker. You'll like this. Oh, he's a sixth grade teacher.
Oh,
how about that? Yeah.
Look at that.
And he's in Southern Indiana. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
My gosh, a teacher
yeah.
rival.
We have a lot. Yeah. We have a lot in common. And Travis and I. But anyway, he dropped off to Mark Blankenbaker a Nolan Smith UofL basketball shirt that he found at the Goodwill. Now, those of you that follow the show know that Phil Baker is like on a quest.
It's on the hunt.
For Nolan Smith Goodwill gear. And Travis found it first, and now Mark Blankenbaker is in possession. It says on the inside of the shirt around the collar, it says Nolan Smith. It was his. He wore it. Had to get rid of it because he's no longer a Cardinal coach.
Not
so
a Louisville man.
Look, it's out there. People find it out there. There's Nolan Smith gear out there somewhere. If you see any of it, call Phil Baker. Let Phil B at ESPNLouisville.com and hook my guy up.
We got to figure out which Goodwill this was at. Because, you know, like, the trick is, like,
you
going
know what,
to Goodwill's.
Right.
You go to Goodwill's in the nice neighborhoods. But, like, if you go to TJ Maxx and Marshall's in the, like, not as nice neighborhoods,
yeah.
that's the place to go there. Because, like, all the good stuff is left. Sometimes people don't know if
sure.
it's good or not.
Absolutely.
But I just think it's so funny that it was an immediate trip to the Goodwill. Like, you couldn't have donated it to like a church or like given it to someone, maybe like a friend's kid or something.
No,
or,
he
like,
went to the Goodwill.
Sent it overseas to people in need.
Nah. Dropped it off the Goodwill. Yeah, he's like, I hit the Goodwill.
I saw it with my own two eyes. Blake said he was going to hang it up here. That's where it's going.
He's going to put it in a frame.
It's not for wear.
Exactly. He's not going to wear it. He's going to put it in a frame. It's going to be in the studio.
It's for display only.
I'll be putting it right in front of where you sit, Anna.
So I hope so too.
So you get to look at it.
You got to kiss it each time you walk in.
Yeah, in yes,
thank
right.
Him.
Drew Diener giving a big smooch on his way into the show. 437-968 UPS jobs text line. All right, as I noted here before the break, big visitor. Oh wow, breaking news! Southern California home and home versus Ole Miss have officially been canceled.
Why?
Ole Miss athletic director Keith Carter told Michael Katz this morning, Lincoln Riley runs away from yet another SEC team. So
loser behavior.
He's a coward.
Yeah.
Like he got out of the Big 12,
12 yeah.
to not have to play in the SEC.
Absolutely.
And good for, you know, good for him. Now he's going to play in the Big Ten.
I mean,
now he's going to play Michigan, Ohio State.
Run,
so I'll take it rolled.
I like, do too.
He's a baby ass.
And that sucks for Lane Kiffin.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
great,
his former school.
Well, they've been trying to get this. Let me repeat it. This game's been on the books, I believe, before Lincoln Riley got there.
Okay, wow.
So I think he's been trying to get out of it ever since he showed
got
up.
There?
Yes. He's been trying to get out of it for a while.
That hardcore is so insecure.
Yes.
That just shows you don't believe in your team or your own abilities.
Or your own abilities as a coach. Like, yeah. Like, okay, you can't beat Lane Kiffin.
That's some pathetic behavior is what that is.
Nothing against Lane Kiffin. I think he's a good coach.
I love Lane Kiffin.
But he's not, like, when you think of X's and O's and dial him up a play.
Right.
You don't really think of Lane Kiffin.
I mean, the man was fired from USC, right? Come on.
He's fired from USC.
He shouldn't be that scared.
People in Tennessee hate him. He's fired from the NFL, I believe, multiple times.
He's left on tarmacs, et cetera.
Exactly. All right, so for Kentucky news, five-star Kentucky native Jasper Johnson is visiting Kentucky today on an unofficial visit, okay? So it says, this is from David Sisk, our friend, Cats Illustrated. Kentucky basketball program is hosting its second important visitor in the 2025 class in as many days. Caden Lewis began the week Monday with an unofficial visit. The number 55 player from D.C. area got an offer from the Wildcats during the trip, and the 6'3" guard joins Nate Ament, Mikel Brown Jr., Chris Sinak Jr., and Nicola Bundalo as rising seniors to get initial UK offers under Pope. Now on the agenda is Jasper Johnson, the five-star guard from Woodford County, will take his unofficial visit on Tuesday, as first reported by Travis Branham. The 13th-ranked player was a target under John Calipari, and now Mark Pope has made pick up where Cal left off and made him a major priority for the Cats. And he just visited him in Argentina.
Wow.
As Jasper Johnson was there, won gold with the U18 team.
Okay.
And so, you know, to kind of tie all this together, he's going to appear on KSR tomorrow at 10:30.
Oh, buddy.
So normally when that happens, a commitment normally is in the cards.
I mean, what else would he go on there and say?
I don't even know who's hosting tomorrow. Because they have a different host every day because Matt's out of the country.
Yeah.
But so I don't know who's hosting tomorrow. But I mean they have a Jasper Johnson come on down moment tomorrow where Mark Pope notches his first five-star commitment at Kentucky. So that would be a big one for Pope to get that 2025 class rolling. As you know, he's not run away from the fact that he wants to continue to recruit the highest caliber athletes to Kentucky,
yes.
And that he's not, you know, doing the thing where, well, I'm going to do it my way, and we're going to have, you know, two or three star players. They're going to be here 4 or 5 years. Like they'll have some of those guys, like four star guys that are like 2-3 year players.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to shy away from getting the best of the best. Maybe not as many as John Calipari did, but still trying to get those guys on the team.
Yeah, and it seems like he's done a pretty good job already of keeping the interest there from a lot of those guys. I'm just seeing on Twitter right now, there's an account called Rare Rookie. And
is
this true?
I'm very familiar.
This is his sixth visit
to Kentucky. Yes,
yeah.
That is true. That's
accurate.
Wow,
so that is his sixth visit. His first one coming October 14th, 2022. So wow, I feel like that is a large amount, but that's great. Good for him.
All right, more breaking news. This comes from John Clay, who is a newsman, so this is true. John Clay says Kentucky-Florida game scheduled for tonight has been postponed until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Wow.
So they'll play at 11. Now, I wonder if, because, and this is coming directly from the College World Series, I wonder, because the winner plays Texas A&M tomorrow night.
Oh, gosh.
So I wonder if this is going to be a doubleheader situation.
Ooh, that would be tough.
That's going to be tough.
Real tough.
It'd be real tough.
Man. I mean, but they would have to do it that way, right? You couldn't push it back even further.
You can't push it back any further. Right, so I'm assuming, let me click on the link here and see if that is the case. Okay, here. This is from the NCAA baseball weather policy. Let's see here. Doesn't really give me too much, but I'm sure we'll get more news throughout the show on whether or not that is the case, that they'll play a doubleheader. But I assume that's the case, to try to keep it back on schedule and play two games.
That feels kind of early to call it. Maybe not.
It's supposed to be bad tonight.
Is it like, I guess guaranteed? That would suck if it didn't get bad. It kind of all passed them. But
yeah,
man, wow, that's crazy.
It'll be on ESPN.
A doubleheader would be
tough, and against a team like, I mean, Texas A&M is really, really good.
Right?
Really, really good. We saw it last night. Obviously, they're like the I think they're the 3 seed. Kentucky's the 2. Tennessee's the 1 seed. Kentucky's the 2 seed. I believe Texas A&M's the 3 seed.
Okay.
In this tournament. So, I mean, they're good.
They're legit. I like their coach. He seems like a good guy. Texas A&M's.
Yeah. I just don't. I'm one of those people that think Texas A&M is weird and kind of cultish.
I think Everyone does.
Okay, good.
I think every person does.
I just thought that, like, the,
as soon as you encounter yellers, a yell leader with your own eyes, you're like, this is something
different, man. Have you seen that in person?
Yes. The first time I saw it in person, I was probably in seventh grade or something, and me and my dad went to, it was NCAA tournament games at Rupp Arena. I think Billy Gillespie was still their coach. They had A.C. Law, the fourth, there.
Yep.
And I remember seeing those yell leaders, and one of my dad's, like, good business friends went to Texas A&M, and we just called him and ripped him for that. We were like, what? A-G-G-I-E-S, Aggies.
Well, that's a good Texas accent.
Yeah, I've been practicing for a long time.
That was good.
Thank you so much. But yeah, the whole thing is just weird. And when I lived in New York, I worked with a lot of people from Texas A&M, and they have the weirdest traditions. Like, it was one day in the middle of summer, and my friend Zach was like, oh, it's like, they have some big fancy name for it. And it basically was like, we celebrate this day for every former Aggie who has ever died. And I'm like, what? All over the world.
What?
All the Aggies. Think about all the former Aggies who have died.
That's like, morbid.
Morbid and like a weird religious undertone.
It really kind of is.
Like All Saints Day for.
Exactly. For Catholics. For Texas A&M's
All Saints
Day.
What do you mean by that? Like,
we honor all the fallen Aggies.
Who have, it's called like something with the CD Day. And I was like, that's something new. That's special.
The day has a name. It's from the CD.
Yes. It's like, let me look this.
Okay. Look that up. That's odd, to say the least.
Okay, let's see.
All right, texters coming in. While you're looking that up, I'll read some text here.
Yes.
No doubleheader, just one game for Kentucky. Games 11 and 12 is normal tomorrow after Kentucky game. Okay, so there won't be a doubleheader.
Muster.
Thank you.
It's called Muster.
Muster.
It's on April 21st. Muster. It's observed worldwide each year on April 21st to remember fallen Aggies.
Okay. Like, just any fallen Aggie?
After the name of each Aggie who has died is read aloud, a loved one will answer here to show that the Aggie is there in spirit. So I guess they do it at Texas A&M.
Huh.
Yeah. One of you, yeah. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. Like, don't join that cult.
Yeah, don't go. If
Kellen now we got it. If we blame again, we got to win.
Kellen or any of the other kids, like... Dad, I have an offer.
What if he's like,
A&M.
I want to be a yell leader? What if he goes and he gets the all white outfit and he's there? He's doing the chants in front of the crowd at the practice.
Sorry.
Like, we're cutting your Friday. Change your last name.
Yeah, change your last name, or there's
going to
be.
Don't tell anyone I'm your dad.
Like an intervention.
Yeah.
Like an intervention is going to happen. Like, Kellen, we need to talk. We all love you.
We all love you. And that's why we're here
to support you because we care about you.
Yeah.
This A&M yell leader stuff. Yeah, we need to get you back into our family.
Yeah.
We're going to dissociate if you're not. Texter,
cut ties.
Never mind, I'm wrong. Winner of Kentucky, Florida plays A&M tomorrow night. Okay, so it is a doubleheader.
Damn.
That'll be tough. Texter, Noam Chomsky is dead. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just saw that.
So he really is dead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. If you don't know who Noam Chomsky is, he's a philosopher, linguistics professor, social critic of the United States foreign policy, and just kind of an all-around guy as far as in the intellectual community. So, yeah, I think he's like 94. He's in his
90s.
Chomsky was old. He has been but I'd say he's between 90 and like 95. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Texture, 3-star recruit, Deese, not. Nope.
Okay.
No, they almost got me.
You almost got me, but I stopped myself.
You're not tricking me. I'm not Zachy C. I'm not getting got over here. I noticed it right before. Let's see here. Texture, if you found Cal gear, would you wear it? Absolutely, I'd wear some Calipari gear. Yes, absolutely. I know you wouldn't. I know.
I would never wear
If I found a Calipari.
Ellen Calipari gear, hell yeah.
If I found a Calipari warm-up quarter zip. I definitely would wear that.
Nah.
It's probably too small for me,
I'd
though.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Ceremonially.
Burn it in effigy.
Yeah.
Texture, Rig, do you like the prospect of Nick setting up a specialty hot dog business? I suggest he bring Diener in as an investor and begin marketing Diener's wieners. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. They're going to play 11 a.m. The winner will play Texas A&M that night.
Sorry, I got to stop talking off there.
No, you're okay. You're okay, Jay. No, you're good.
You answered me on there.
No. Now, you forgot.
I'm late.
Okay, yeah. Noam Chomsky wasn't like a... Yeah, he had some very controversial... Yes, Texter, I know of his controversial... views on things, too, so don't worry. But yesterday, and before we take a break, and James, you need to hear this, too. So, Nick, God bless Nick. We love him. We love Nick. He's one of the nicest people ever. I've ever met.
That's my mom's favorite child. My mom loves Nick Valvano.
She'll replace Nick with you right now.
Immediately.
So he had this idea. He's gonna like make a Louisville hot dog.
I feel like Nick has a lot of ideas.
Yes, because there's like a Chicago dog. There's like a New York style dog. He's gonna make like a Louisville style dog.
You can't just do that.
So, well, he is. So he he made two for Max and I yesterday.
Oh, he made you hot dogs?
He made us both hot dogs.
Just like here, just like
here. So what happened
was
I opened the refrigerator. I went to get a drink out of the refrigerator, and there's a pack of open bar S hot dogs. It's like the lowest of low hot dogs. I mean, it's like the throwaway parts of the pig, like the throwaway parts of the pig. And it's open. And he's probably back there, and they're like just in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And I was like, I knew immediately. I was like, this has to be Nick. Like, this has to be Nick.
There ain't no mystery. We know.
No. And so he runs back here. He's all excited. He's like, I'm making a Louisville style hot dog. So he's basically basing it off of a hot brown. So it had like that hot brown sauce on it and a tomato. Look at James' face. He said the hot dog was like bourbon infused.
I'm going to throw it.
Wasn't, I only know that was bar S.
It's bar S hot dogs. So Max and I tasted it. It wasn't.
It was okay.
It was okay. It has room for improvement.
Okay,
it has
that's
room.
Nice.
We'll just say it has room for.
What does he mean, bourbon infused? Did he just like have it sitting in? He
Nick, said, come up here.
He said he Nick. Like injected it with like bourbon.
Injected it.
Yeah,
he like. Did he have like a syringe back there?
Yeah.
Why don't you just have a syringe laying around that you
I don't
can
know.
Use?
He like injected it with bourbon or something, and he had it on a like. There's a tomato on it. There. Okay, here he is. Okay, I'm trying to explain the
come
hot dog situation to Anna. And
come
James,
on in
because they weren't here yesterday.
Take a seat.
And the textures. They're asking about it. Here it says.
All right, I'm going to ask this as smoothly and politely as possible because I do not want to end up on the mixtape. Would you like a hot dog?
He'll make you one.
Okay. I will make you this hot dog.
Okay, yes.
The Lou dog.
The Lou dog.
He's called
the Lou
dog. Now,
I understand it's not at its full potential.
Okay, right.
Because I'm not able. First off, I'm using terrible hot dogs. Second off.
I warned him it's bar S.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you should. The fact that you don't know it.
That sounds like a disease.
It's like
we tested it in their bar.
They're like $1.50 for like a 12-pack of them.
Isn't that how you're born?
What?
Bare ass?
You are.
In France. In
France, bare ass.
In Spain.
But yeah,
yes. Understand, like, this is not. When we cooked them the first time, I actually had a meat injector. It just looks painful.
Yeah. That's funny. It's not a syringe. It's a meat injector.
It's a meat injector. And I actually injected the meat and I grilled it. Like, we grilled it. So it's going to be. Now, what I'm doing is basically drizzling the marinade on the meat and microwaving it. So understand it's not going to be quite the same.
Okay.
But I will make you the Lou dog.
I can't wait to see
Anna's face eating
a bar S hot dog.
I'm not going to put the crappy tomatoes and bacon on it.
Okay.
So
The bacon, because he got bacon from a local sandwich shop and it was very flimsy bacon.
Flimsy bacon.
It was not crispy.
That might rhyme with Timmy Tons.
Yes.
Like,
so possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now they were very nice. They sold me just bacon. I went over there. I was like, can I get some bacon and tomatoes? And they hooked me up.
They hooked you up.
But
shout out Timmy Tons.
They made up for the quality and quantity.
Okay.
Yes.
So nice. I might have some tomatoes. If the tomatoes don't look sketch, I might put them on there. But
the tomato wasn't
You're
bad.
A true like, businessman.
I'm not a tomato person, but I tried it with tomato. It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
It enhanced it.
Okay, so what all is going to be on it?
All right, so it's basically a hot brown inspired hot dog.
Okay, I've never had a hot brown.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Never had a hot brown.
I'm sorry.
Stunned by this.
It's okay.
Everyone.
It's okay. Hot browns are tasty.
Like, hot browns are delicious.
I mean, I'm talking
about what's
really
in them.
Good.
I know of them as
turkey bacon. What's the sauce called?
Mornay.
Mornay sauce.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, really
I'm talking
good.
A ton of smack about, like, you know, I'm like, I can't believe we've never eaten one. And I'm like, I've only had like five in my whole
life. Okay, but that's so, a good number.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not. It's one of those things like I don't eat hot browns all the time.
You need to go to the Brown Hotel.
It's a special occasion, like a Mother's Day brunch or something right. like that.
And you don't go like to your local restaurant. They just have hot browns on the menu. Yeah. I mean, it's not a normal thing on a menu. So yeah, I understand that.
But they're good. Hot browns are good.
No, they're real good. It's like a really good open faced turkey sandwich.
Yes.
Okay, that I can mess with that.
Just more creamy instead of like gravy-ish.
Yeah. Okay. You know, interesting.
So yeah. this is going to be right.
So I'm going to make this.
We'll have a trot live on air after the break. We'll take a break.
Okay, wait. Are you okay eating a hot dog on the air?
Yeah. As long as it's not being filmed, yeah.
No, we're not going to film it.
Okay, right.
No, we're not going to film it.
That's for our subscription service.
ESPN Louisville Plus.
ESPN Louisville Plus.
It's just
Hogs Plus. That's right. No, it's going to be on Hogs Plus.
I get so weird eating hot dogs. Like, I'm serious. I think that's one of the reasons I'm so bad at it in the contest. Because I don't like people looking at me as I'm shoving tubes of meat in my face.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Nick, did you know Anna was in a hot dog eating contest?
Sure.
You were?
Yes, she was.
I did so poorly. It was so bad. I came in fourth out of five people.
Well, at least you didn't come in last.
That's true.
Jack came in last, and I came in second to last.
See, that was like where I was. Yeah, it's not easy.
And I had a stomach flu. I was like, this is going to be my Jordan flu game. Almost threw up on some people. Ooh. And I came in dead last.
I had a stomach today. So I don't know if putting a
bare-ass hot dog.
Let's try it, though.
All right.
What if it's an elixir?
Look at it and kind of like, you know, get a whiff.
Okay, I will.
Maybe just take a bite. Yeah. Just take a bite of it. You don't have to finish it. And we'll go from there.
All right, few more texts. We'll take a break. Texter, cast iron skillet has a really good hot brown. Okay, Texter, is this a sports show? Yes, we talked.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've talked sports. We talked nothing but sports today. Texter, JC, please not another segment of Nick and the hot dog. Sports next.
Give the people what they want.
Texter, James and Anna, when you say you're not tricking me, how did you not reference Kenny Payne? Oh, you're right.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, I know about what happened.
Shut up!
I know what happened when Texas A&M built that bonfire once. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I know.
You didn't know about the bonfire?
So. Maybe.
I'll tell you off air. It's very dark and sad. All right, let's take a break on the other end. Sorry, Texter, that doesn't like it, but Anna's going to try at least one bite of this Lou dog.
James is crying.
James, are you going to eat one?
No, heck no.
I really did throw up like eight times.
Yeah. If I'm eating a hot dog, it's an all beef hot dog. It's like a Hebrew National or something like that. Yeah. Like, I'm not skipping on the hot dogs.
You don't mess around.
My mother, who might be listening, we argue all the time because when she makes hot dogs, she boils them in water on the pot.
Oh, that hot dog water.
No. Horrible hot dog water.
There's a reason that's become an insult.
Yeah.
Hot dog water.
Yeah. You got to grill it.
Yeah.
I like the Yum Center or football. Those are the best.
Freedom
hot
Hall
dogs,
used to have the best.
They had really good hot dogs, yes.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. All right, if you're looking for security, Sonic Trail of Louisville, that's the place to go. My friends over at Sonic Trail of Louisville have been locally and family owned for 35 years. Sonic Trail of Louisville is the number one rated security company in Kentucky with over 355 star reviews on Google, which is by far the most. That's what tells you they're the best. If you're looking to protect your home or your business, this is the place to go. They have the highest standards when it comes to technology and security, high resolution cameras that can see at night, alert you immediately on your phone if there's something wrong, even if you're out of town or not home or around your business. You'll get those text alerts, and someone from Sonatrol will call you themselves and let you know what's going on. The police or the fire department's on their way. They have the best customer service, the most knowledgeable, and even if you have a problem with your system or you want an upgrade, they'll come back out to your home or your business and they'll service that as well. Give them a call. 502-966-8999, 502-966-8999, or go to SonicTrollKY.com for your home or your business's security needs. They do security, cameras, badge access, fire monitoring. You do it all from your phone, SonicTrollKY.com. Sports next!